Morning Watch, The Christian Life, Week 2, The Grafted Life, Wednesday, Related Verses, Romans 6:5. For if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15:45. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. John 1:14-29. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. And we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. 29. The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. John 10:10b. I have come that they may have life, and may have it abundantly. Romans 8:11-16. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. 16. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. 1 Peter 3:18b. That he might bring you to God, on the one hand, being put to death in the flesh, but on the other, made alive in the Spirit. Related reading. In incarnation, Christ became flesh for redemption. Then in resurrection, he became a life-giving spirit for the imparting of life. When we believe into him, he enters our spirit, and we are joined to him as the life-giving spirit. Hence, we become one spirit with him. Our spirit is made alive and is resurrected with him. When a branch is grafted, both it and the tree must be cut, and then grafted together. When the two wounds kiss each other, the graft can take, and there will be the growth. When was the Lord Jesus cut? It was on the cross. The wound of the Lord Jesus is waiting for sinners. His side has been pierced, the blood shed. His experiences, when is the sinner cut? He too has been cut on the cross. He experiences this cutting when he repents and receives the Lord. At the site where the wound of the sinner meets the wound of the Lord Jesus, they are grafted together. The Lord begins to live and grow in this newly grafted branch to supply him. In Romans 6:5, Paul is saying that in the place where we were cut, we were grafted into the Lord. This grafting is the growing. We were not first grafted and then begin to grow. Rather, we have been grafted into him in the likeness of his death, and have grown together with him all at the same time. The first aspect of grafting and growing together in Romans 6:5 is in the likeness of his death and refers to our being grafted into him. The second is in the likeness of his resurrection and refers to his coming into us to grow in us. The initial grafting is related to the Lord's death. He is the true vine, When he was crucified, he was thoroughly cut. Now his cut wound is waiting for the repentant sinners. And he, as the life-giving Spirit, moves in us, searching our inner being, enlightening us so that we repent. Our grief and tears are the cut we receive. We have no choice but to believe in the Lord and ask Him to save us. O Lord, thank You that You died for me. Thank You for shedding Your blood for me. Thank You, Lord, for saving me. This is the time when we are grafted into Him and grow together with Him in the likeness of His death. A grafter knows that in order to have a successful grafting, both of the grafting parts need to be cut and to die. First, the part to be grafted has to die, and second, the part to be grafted into has to die also. Only when both sides die can the grafting be accomplished. On Christ's side, one day as the branch of David, he died on the cross. However, although he died in the flesh, he was resurrected in the Spirit. Through death and resurrection, he became the life-giving Spirit. By becoming such a Spirit, Christ was ready for the grafting. On our side, as sinners, we need to repent and receive the Lord. Once we repent and receive Him, He, as the life-giving Spirit, enters into our spirit and puts the divine life in us. This life is a life of death and resurrection. Hence, He brings the key to death and resurrection into us who have believed in Him and have died and resurrected with Him. Thus, in this death and resurrection, we are grafted together with Christ.